My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin tries to help his scammer Belinda with a job. Then he tries to bust her chops. Is she upset or trying to throw him off the trail? Listen and enjoy.
She girl needs to work. I'm here to help.
Yeah.
Clearly this scamming isn't paying the bills.
Let me put you into some honest work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm being supportive, no?
Yeah.
Well, being a good boyfriend.
Yeah, you kept your pimp hand strong.
I kept my pimp hand strong.
Get out there and work.
I go, it's data entry. It pays $50 a week. I used to do this type of thing. This is the email to contact, and I give her the contact.
Yeah.
Typerjob@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Sounds legit.
Sure. Typerjob.
It's the email account they left.
Oh, my God.
She goes, when I was actively sewing, yes, but now it's difficult. Can't check it out. I'm on phone. I go, you can do the job I just gave you. It's in the evening, I believe, 5 to 11. Can even work from home if you get a computer.
I go, it's going to be money out of your pocket now.
From Mailmart?
I didn't specify.
Okay.
I go, it looks like it is just typing. Can somebody email from you to? Can somebody email them for you so you can maybe go tomorrow? Do you want me to email them for you? She goes, okay, email them for me.
Really?
Yep. I go, okay, what's your cell number so they can call you? Do you know how many words a minute you can type? Should I say you are my friend, girlfriend, fiance? She goes, where's the job located? I go, Accra. Which is where she's supposed to
be. Yeah, supposedly.
I go, if you get a computer, I think you can work from home. Maybe somebody will let you borrow one, and you can pay them from your weekly salary.
There you go.
She goes, don't think I can get some. It's really difficult to get it. I know you tried.
Yeah. Yeah, you tried hard.
I go, okay, maybe so you can work from there. Do you want to try? She goes, I would love to, but there's no one to take care of Kasia. We'll try and see if I can get someone to take care of her.
Could you stop for a second? I believe that this is a... We discuss this all the time, but now it's almost proof that this is a different person than when you started with, because she would have asked, I mean, all over your ass for a computer. Why would she suddenly drop the issue now, especially when she has a chance to make money?
Well, I think it's a different person than the initial person.
Yes.
But, I mean, this could point to the – I mean, listen, on the one hand, you have the subtle plea for money.
Right.
On the other hand, she's not asking outright because she says this is about love.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? She didn't outright ask for a job.
No, hasn't in a long time.
And most scammers do.
Yeah.
I go, is Rita at the apartment in the evenings? That's her roommate. I go, it says you can work any time of day. I go, then I have to go in a few minutes. I'll be back in like 35 minutes if you want to continue. And then she goes, she's gone to her boyfriend's place. Where are you going? I go to chat with a pretty girl from South Africa. She wants me to fly her there to visit her. Maybe I can visit you both at the same time. That's what I wrote there.
Wait a minute, who are you referring to? Are you really referring to somebody else, or are you just playing with her mind?
Just playing with her mind.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes you bring up something from real world and you say it to her like you're being ironic, but it's true.
No. Her response? Okay.
Okay. Oh, man.
Then I go a bunch of caps. Really?
Yeah.
I go, do you wish to continue in like 30 minutes? She goes, yeah. I go, okay, love. I'll talk to you in a little bit. She goes, see you. I say, I'm back. Then I go... I guess you do not want to talk to me after all. Then she goes, I feel bad. And we didn't connect. That's what's going on here. I was there. She didn't see it.
Yeah.
Then she goes, I feel bad when you say such things. I'm going through a lot, and this is the last thing I need right now.
Oh.
And I wasn't there when she wrote that. And I respond, I go, what are you talking about? Last thing we were discussing was I was trying to help you find a job. So I guess you were saying you were better off without me. And that's where we'll finish for tonight.
Wait a minute. No, you said that wasn't the last thing that you said. You said something like, you said you want to discuss it, but I guess you don't.
Because she wasn't back when she was supposed to be.
Right. And then so she sees that. And she's
like, I don't like when you say those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's getting a little uppity on me.
No. She's saying, look, I got a lot of stuff going on. This is the last thing I need. I don't need fake Davin to be busting my balls. Right
no,
now.
Fake Davin is real to her.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm calling you fake Davin. You know,
so you think it's a sign of genuine emotion?
It sounded like it. Lisa's saying, oh, it's a guilt trip, and Cheru is going, bye!
That type of conversation. No. There was no bye!
No, she's just... she could genuinely be down. This could all be real, but she's just like, look, I got a lot of stuff on my plate, and I just really can't.
Do you think
she
does have stuff on
him.
Her plate, or do you think this is, do you think this is a con?
It's hard to tell.
It is. It's very hard to tell
because it's really subtle. If it's a money grab,
it's very hard to tell in the way she shot back. Hey, I got a lot of things going on right now.
Yeah.
I mean, if
that felt real,
if it is a ruse, it's pretty damn clever.
Yeah, and I mean, it's so subtle.
Very, very subtle and very clever.
Certainly not the typical, I'm starving, send me money.
No, not at all.
So where are we? We agree we got my original, not my original writer, but the girl I've been talking to for a while.
Yeah.
Whoever this person is.
Yeah.
Whether it's the girl that I see in the videos or somebody else, we agree that we're back on track with that person.
Yeah.
We still are not sure.
You don't have the ghostwriter now.
We don't know if she's having genuine problems.
Or if this is her way of trying to subtly shift it to, I do love you, but if you really love me, you would be like offering stuff up.
It could be a ploy in the simple fact that there is that whole FBI thing that he's working with the FBI.
That he's mentioned
where
that.
To take that whole scenario and to throw him... kind of throw him off the trail if he is with the FBI, get this whole heavy situation going on right now to try to get him off the trail a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because not once have you brought up, well, I'm working, you haven't brought up you're working with the FBI.
Not in a couple of days.
Not a couple of days.
Conversation hasn't gone that way.
No.
And that's my point, because if she's steering you off it because of, throwing personal problems in there on purpose to throw you off, but you just answered it. Well, we haven't talked about it in a couple of days. Well, it looks like mission accomplished.
I also wasn't able to bring up the Facebook page.
Right.
So you think these are diversionary tactics, Joe?
Now, and it just swayed me, because basically less than 2 minutes ago, I'm going, there was a lot of emotion there and stuff like that. And then I think, and then I'm like, but the whole FBI thing, and then I'm like, because she's using that as a diversion to get you off the whole FBI topic, to get the whole Facebook topic, to get you off the trail.
It's certainly a possibility.
And it's working.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.